So what in this in The Innocent, we get, I mean, we get all kinds of stuff, right? We get cults, pedophiles, children, murder. We get all kinds of stuff. So what was the thought process behind this book? Is this relate to you know, your experiences in any way? Is this something that you thought about when you were writing this out? I mean, is it entertainment value? I mean, what's the reason behind this book? Because obviously you're talking about things that push Vanessa over the edge, and certainly those things are some of them. So that what kind of led me into that question. So
The Innocent is probably as close to an autobiography as I will ever write. It's not a biography. It's not a memoir. It is a straight-up thriller, but it's based on a lot of truth. I was born and raised in the Children of God, which is a religious cult that was spun out of the 60s, very apocalyptic, communal, very high demand, very abusive. And when I got out of that, I had a sixth-grade education and two children, and I was in my late 20s. And that was the only life that I'd ever known. That was what I was before I became a novelist, and it's a long story how I got from point A to point Z.
That's what I was going to ask, is how you got out of this.
Oh, we could be here forever. it's a long story, but I do talk about it. If people are interested and they want to hear that side, they can check out my website, which is taylorstevensbooks.com. You have to put the books on it because there's Taylor Stevens out there who's a porn star, and I'm not her.
Yeah. There's the porn supermodel. I was just going to say, yeah, there's... Very nice.
But, well, see, the impetus for writing The Informationist, which takes place in Africa, was I wanted to write about Africa. I had lived in Equatorial Guinea for 2 years, and it was quite a traumatic experience for me, and I wanted to find a way to portray what that part of Africa is like to people who would never go. And I had, at the time, been reading a lot of Jason Bourne, and that was my idea of what books were supposed to be, you know, exciting books. And I didn't really understand about genre at the time, but I was like, I want to do this. I want to write about Africa. And didn't have any characters, didn't have any plot. I wanted to write about Africa. And that's how The Informationist was born, and that's where Vanessa Michael Monroe came from. So when it came time to write The Innocent, I basically wanted to do the same thing. There had been so much interest about my background, and people say, oh, can you tell me a little bit what it was like growing up? How did you get out? And I'm like, no, there's no little bit of telling. We'll be here for 5 hours. And there's also so much misinformation out there. And the media has taken little small aspects of the stories and lives of people raised like this and spun them for sensationalism. And so the average person just has no idea what it's like. And so in the same way that when I was writing about Africa, I was taking the reader's hand and said, I will show you Africa. Come take my hand. I will show you, and I will do it in such a way that it will be entertaining for you. Is more or less what I did with The Innocent. And I said, you want to know what it's like inside of a cult. You want to know what a child who's born and raised in this environment and who doesn't know anything else will go through. Come here. Let me show you. And I'll take your hand and walk you through it. And I'll do it in a way that it will be entertaining and you won't feel like you need a bath when you're finished.